Well, that was the Deep Purple singing Sail Away. My next guest has come in with a ukulele. Welcome to the show, Grace
Hello.
Sellers. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Right. Well, you haven't had to come very far, have you? Because our studio is in your school building, isn't it? Fantastic school. How long have you been going to this school?
I've been here for 3 years nearly. I'm in year nine now, so I was the first year here.
Right.
And
you're enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it.
The one thing I'll say is I come here every Thursday and I walk through school and I just see lots of children really happy. Well, young people really, they're not tiny children or anything. Young people all seeming very happy in a way that I don't think I ever was when I was at school. It's a very positive place here, isn't it?
It's all kind of positive reinforcement rather than some of kind of schools that use negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
It's a really happy place to be. Everyone's friendly. I think I know probably most of the people here, whether they be in year 7 or year 9.
Yeah.
So it's just nice that you've got friends there and you always have someone to talk to.
Yeah, lovely. Right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a student at XP, I'm 13 years old, and I started playing the ukulele probably about 6 months ago now for a talent contest we have in school called XP's Got Talent. And yeah, I won with my song.
You did? All right. The song that you've chosen, why did you choose that particular song?
I just kind of started playing the ukulele and kind of learning through songs, and then I came across this song. I just kind of really liked the chord patterns and everything seemed to fit, and it just seemed to be a really nice song to play on the ukulele. And it was one that I could sing quite well.
Yeah.
So kind of everything just fell into place and I felt it was the right song to choose.
Yeah. Do the words have particular meaning for you?
Not necessarily, kind of that I can relate to kind of some of the lyrics and kind of what it's talking about, but they're not specifically kind of just kind of talking about a subject that I would know. It's kind of more general.
So
it's kind of a song that you could take what you want away from it.
Right. Well, why don't we do just that then? Yes. Let's I'm going to sit back and let you play. Was fantastic.
Thank you.
Say you've only been playing for 6 months.
Yes, I performed in last year's talent contest and I kind of wanted to step up a bit from that, so I decided to learn an instrument. I've been hopeless at most other instruments, so I thought it's a new instrument, give it a try. And it turned out I was quite good at it.
And do you have a teacher or are you doing it from a book?
I just kind of learnt through songs, so I'd learn songs with just look at the chord formations and tabs and kind of learn through that, and then
That is so impressive. I'm so impressed. But I really am. That was fantastic. Are you going to write your own songs?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hopeless at it at the moment, but with a bit of perseverance, I should be.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, you just keep trying. You know, the songs. I know a lot of people that have written songs, and they say the songs they wrote when they were 13, they went back to them and rewrote them using bits from it. So you know,
I think it's okay, kind of lyric wise, but it's just collating them all together to form a song.
Incredible. It's fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really blown away by that. That's really good. Well, thank you very much. The one thing that I've done is I've taken you out of lessons, which I'm very sorry about.
It's fine, don't worry.
And you know what? I knew that you were going to say that, you know. So what's your next lesson?
My next lesson, I think, is humanities, so English.
Right. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
Hopefully, singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
That's kind of the ultimate dream.
Yeah.
I am looking at kind of engineering at the moment as a possible career.
That's the one thing about this school; it's got lots of possibilities.
It doesn't stifle
your artistic bit, but also it looks after your intellectual bit as well. Just so much going on in this school; it's fantastic. Yeah. Well, you're the first person from the school that I've had on the show, so thank you very much
for
being the first. And
thank
I really do appreciate you being here; it's been lovely. Before I go, actually, one more thing: what do you like best about the school?
Probably the fact that it's so different and it's kind of personalised almost. So if you're not at the same level as someone else, you're not doing the same work as everyone else, you're doing it at a lower level and building yourself up. So it's kind of just, rather than looking at the gap and looking at how big the gap is, it's kind of trying to fill that gap and looking at what you can do around it. And trying to fill that gap in.
Yeah, fantastic. For those that you don't know, the Sign FM studios are now at XXP, which is a school that's been open for, I think, 3 years?
Three years. Yeah. The first year was in the stadium.
Yeah, and it's over near the Keepmoat Stadium. And it's a really impressive place. Whenever I've come in, the feeling I get is this absolute positivity. And it's also got a feeling of always moving forward. It doesn't ever seem like a staid institution. It just seems to have a lot of things going on all the time, which is wonderful. And we've just had the fantastic Grace Sellers. When she's famous, I'll say, well, she was on my show and she sang Riptide and I was so pleased. And it was very impressive. And I do thank you very much. Thank you for being on the show.